Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The citizens of Venezuela took a positive step for democracy December 6th, making their voices heard in a peaceful and democratic way during elections. Venezuelan voters expressed their overwhelming desire for a change in the direction of their country, said U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. 74% turned out to vote, electing the opposition Democratic Unity Coalition to 112 seats in the country's 167-seat legislature and delivering a supermajority over the incumbent United Socialist Party's 55 seats. President Nicolas Maduro conceded the win. The new National Assembly will be sworn in January 5th. The United States encourages all members of the new government to work together. Dialogue among all parties in Venezuela is necessary to address the social and economic challenges facing the country, and the United States stands ready to support such a dialogue together with others in the international community, said Secretary Kerry. Cooperation between the National Assembly and the executive branch will be necessary to tackle economic problems, including inflation, a recession, and a shortage of basic goods. The United States holds that participation of all parties is necessary to support that dialogue and therefore supports current calls for the release of political prisoners, said State Department spokesperson John Kirby.
These institutional and political conversations will be difficult when criminalization of legitimate political dissent exists. Therefore, we call on the government to release all those imprisoned for their political beliefs and activities.
The U.S. stands willing to support Venezuela and its people in pursuing a democratic future. In the words of spokesperson Kirby, we'd be willing to play any constructive supporting role that the various parties would find helpful.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.